Afghan National Security Advisor Rangin Datwarspanta led a high-level delegation for talks with top Pakistani authorities on how to cooperate with each other for fighting the threat of terrorism. His visit comes at a time when Pakistani security forces launched a massive operation in North Waziristan against militants. However, success of the operation in Waziristan bordering Afghanistan is believed to be hinges on increased cooperation between Islamabad and Kabul. That was the reason the focus of discussion between Pakistani authorities and Afghan National Security Advisor was on how to secure the border.
We expect Afghanistan to take measures on the border so that these terrorists do not find sanctuaries on Afghan territory.
In recent months, relations between Pakistan and Afghanistan have been marred by allegations and counter-allegations of cross-border attacks. While Kabul believes that Islamabad still supports certain Afghan insurgent groups, including the Haqqani network, Pakistan, on the other hand, points finger at Afghanistan for doing little to destroy centuries of pro-Taliban militants in Kunar and Nuristan provinces. Following talks in Islamabad, the two countries agreed to establish a joint working group to take action against all terrorists without making any distinction on their respective soils.
It's a very good omen. The two countries, they are working closely for ensuring that this operation Zarb-e-Azm is moving forward as desired, and Afghan territory is not easily available for sanctuaries to the militants.
The joint working group will hold its first meeting next week in Islamabad to prepare a plan for increased security cooperation between the two countries. The agreement between Pakistan and Afghanistan to fight terrorism is seen as a major development against the backdrop of recent hiccup in their ties. However, it remains to be seen if this will help the two neighbors address their long-standing misgivings against each other. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.